Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live right here from inside the main build facility at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. It's Friday. Been a long week, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tom, the ladies' man's resting inside the administrator's offices, and we all know the master, Bub. Good morning, Bub. How are we doing today?
So, pretty good so far. I was actually just out on a cruise, and that's why we are a little late. But I'll tell you what, man, cruising in one of these Polaris slingshots doesn't get much better, right?
You're
in South Florida. It is super, super hot. The sun is always beating down on you. There is no top, no coverage at all. And it's just a full-out little torque monster that sounds like an animal, and you just cruise the ocean.
These are fun little vehicles, Bob. Not everything we do here are high-end exotic rides or classy cars or restorations. As you know, we've been actively engaged in the process of getting out of the restoration industry because the cars take too long, and too many people today are not thankful for what you're doing for them. So we've moved out of that. We've moved more into the exotics and the fun stuff, Bob.
Well, you know, it's not only that, but it's starting to be, it's literally hinged also in terms of the restoration side on the skill set of people that are in the industry anymore. And that is not many at all. You don't find guys that are true fabricators or you don't find guys that are real body men or real painters. Like it is absolutely a shame that truly art, which is what it is, because there's no mass production for classic cars and restorations and builds like that anymore. It's not an assembly line. It doesn't happen. So the only places you find it are one-off places that have a very select, very highly skilled group of guys. And that's just a dying art. And I've been saying it for the past couple years. You can see it in the industry that it's been fading down. And there are still a couple big name companies out there in the industry that will always continue to do pro touring rides. Rides that are known in the industry or companies that are known in the industry for $300,000 and $400,000 and $500,000 cars. And that's their clientele base,
sure.
Right? But eventually that's going to run out too, because the more you move forward with technology, the more people start fading and naturally growing with that. You get a new cell phone, you're growing with technology. And you get a new computer, you're growing with technology. And things just don't stay flatlined.
That's exactly right, Bub, and that's a very good point. And it was funny, I was just talking to one of our very good clients here, Bub, and he was even saying too, continue the evolution, Tom. You guys are doing the right thing. Too many people today are too unthankful for how much you give and you take. And he was saying, downsize. Take the pressure off of you and Bub. You guys work very, very hard. You don't need it at this point in your life. Well, I think that was great advice, man.
No, you know, it definitely is. And, you know, we have a lot of long-term clients that have, since day one, 15 years ago, been by our side. And even they've seen, you know, the progression of the company and the direction we're going. And they have even personally had to bow out because they understand what goes into, you know, some of the restoration versus, you know, modern performance upgrades, because it's, you could literally on, say for example, like a, just throw out something random, like let's say like a 70 Chevelle, okay? Let's say you have a true numbers matching 70 Chevelle. You can't go and butcher this car and use aftermarket parts. You've got to use the original parts.
Sure.
Let's say you want to paint the hood of that car. Maybe the hood's got some problems and you need to paint the hood on that car. If you were to take a hood from a brand new Mercedes, for example, I'm just throwing random stuff out there. So 70 Chevelle, picture a hood sitting here, and then brand new Mercedes, picture a hood sitting here. If you were to take and go start to finish on both of those products with two identical men that had the exact same skill set, one on the 70 Chevelle would probably be working that hood for a good week to 2 weeks minimum in terms of blocking, priming,
getting it ready,
dent pulling, all the prep work, studding, structure, repair, anything if there's rust or anything like that. Probably a minimum of 2 weeks on that hood, okay? Versus, before you can put it into paint, versus brand new Mercedes part, order it in from Germany, it comes into you, it comes out of the freight, you open it up, you scuff it with 320, and you're in production of paint within 2 hours.
Yeah.
So there is a very large difference between 2 hours worth of work and 2 weeks worth of work. That's a very big number and a very big time change of old versus new and what it takes to do those before you go into that paint side. Once you get into the paint side, production times are the same. Laying down the paint, laying down the clear, and doing your wet sanding and buffing.
Yeah.
It's all the same production time at that point.
Yeah, interesting, Bub. So it's about the evolution. It's about the progression. It's about moving forward. It's about continuing and going down the road, Bub.
Yeah.
What about these, Bub? These slingshots are a lot of fun. This belongs to one of our clients who owns an exotic car rental dealership, if you will. We do all his stuff, and this is one of the fleet cars that's available to rent through Grand Dior.
So these things, right, built by Polaris, it's called the Slingshot. This one is a 2016 It actually does have 7,000 miles on it already.
7,294.
So cruise, right? That is a lot of miles on a car that's got no top on it. And if you get stuck in a rainstorm, you're just taking it, right?
Yep, it's
just
exactly that simple. Right. You are.
Well, that was the design that Polaris put forth when they did these rides. Everything on them, and I mean everything, is waterproof. From the outside
like the
of
Jeep,
the car, yep. Is plastic. It is all plastic paneling. It is very easy to work with. If things break, you fix them. It's not very hard. If you sideswipe another car with a mirror, you just put another mirror on it. It is that simple, and it's very inexpensive. These things out the door are in like that 18 to 22 range. And that's loaded. I mean, I'm talking with navigation, with audio systems. They are powered all off of a General Motors platform, right? Which makes them nice. They're fully fuel injected. Pretty much these cars come with everything. Would you call this a car? I don't even know if you call
it
a car.
Well, they title it as a motorcycle, actually.
That's right.
It's titled as a motorcycle.
Right. So it is pretty cool in the fact that it's built on the GM platform. So fuel injected 2.4 liter. It is the Ecotec motor that GM's been using for a very long time. Super reliable, just at about 200 horsepower. So 200 horse and 800 pounds. It is a little rocket.
It moves along pretty good, man. I drove it the other day. It moves along pretty good.
Yep.
So they're different, Bub. They are very different because the drive axle is out. Is it out back or is it out front on this? I think it's out
so
back.
This is a full-out rear-wheel drive platform.
Yeah, exactly.
And trust me, there are guys that are going balls to the wall on these slingshots. There are literally guys that are doing...
Yeah, they are.
American Force did one, a wheel company that's now actually owned by Wheel Pros. They just recently got purchased. They did one for the Texas Throwdown, and they actually took off the single rear wheel from the back and did a full system setup. They did a dual rear wheel system, and they put this thing on like a 24 by 16 wide rim, and the dish was absolutely incredible.
Insane.
Laid it down on the ground on air. So for a slingshot beach cruiser, there was more money in the rims than there was in the whole car.
Sure, yeah.
And that is, again, today's case with today's technology and products. Crap costs a lot of money.
It does, man.
But that just goes to show there's so many people out there with just that creative style that just create new things, new
it's
fads,
fun.
New fashion, new trends, you know, up and down, whatever it is.
Bub, do you have any updates here on, I don't have my phone.
I got
can't.
Jack. Hi, guys. Sorry. Sorry, that's ugly. T-Rex, more my for three-wheeler. That's funny.
Morning, Jack, up there in Ontario, Canada. Hey, these are really cool, actually, when you walk around them, Jack. They're very, very cool. The lines, you have to study them, Jack. They're a little bit different.
It's
you have
ugly.
To look at them. It's not that bad, is it?
It's pretty ugly.
Isn't
Jack,
that?
I agree.
Hold on,
listen,
Jack.
It's just a big pile of plastic that runs really, really cool and is super fun to cruise. Aside from that, the looks of it, meh. Kind of terrible.
So let's take us around the car, Bub, if you will.
All right, so check it out, man. So you've got everything you can imagine from, like, in terms of being, like, safety, compliance, you've got everything you need. You've got mirrors. You've got the windshield. You've got all of your lighting. You've got hazards. These are seats that you would feel in, like, an arcade of the mid-90s of, like, Cruisin' USA, the plastic racing car games. That's what these feel like. They're plastic framed. It's a hard, hard molded vinyl, almost like a dash pad, right? Terrible. But it's got some carbon accents in it. You know, it looks the part. It's got a backup camera for backing up, so it's got some cool features to it. This one does have audio system in it, so it has been upgraded. I'm not quite sure about these plastic roll bars here. We'll see how those do when we actually roll it.
When I drive it, we'll know how they do.
But everything from a single rear axle assembly, belt drive setup, this is, again, a four-cylinder, five-speed manual, so you do have to clutch this car. If you haven't driven one, it is a manual. They are not offered in an automatic, and it is single rear-wheel drive. What's cool, though, this is built on a GM platform, so any sort of high-offset GM-based modern-style wheel, 18s, 19s, 20s, 21s, 22s, can fit right on these slingshots, and that's actually what we're doing now.
We can see, Bub, kind of from the back here, that it's a pretty cool look as well. It's a very neat piece as well. The ornate gas cap, as we can see over in this area here, right here. And here is a view of the driver's cockpit right here. This is kind of how it looks. Is that a good camera angle for it, Bub? Can you tell?
Not bad.
This gives you an idea of how it looks right there. Very Transformer-esque, if you will, Bub. Come back over on this side of it.
All right, go put the camera back. Let's finish this up. You're gonna walk around all day with that thing. Put it down. Jesus.
And here we get a look at it from the front.
90% chance he puts the camera on the stand crooked. Here it comes. Thing's gonna be facing
the wall.
You
mean like this, Bub?
He's done. Go figure.
How about that, Bub? How do we do?
So, as you can see, the car is full design of plastic, lightweight. I will say this much, from a from like a designer standpoint and from, you know, knowing like modern technology and components, this thing has it all.
It does,
super,
man.
Super strong in terms of its chassis design, the tubular chassis, really lightweight, all chromoly tubing. So this thing is super, super strong, really lightweight, and pulls itself around with no problem at all. I guarantee you this thing would do some nasty donuts.
It'd be fun, Bub, to take around the beach or on Jupiter Island, things like that. Just a lot of great things, man, you can do with this. And this is what the South Florida area, ladies and gentlemen, is littered with. It's just all kinds of fun stuff like that.
Yep.
Did Jack like the overall view of it?
He did, still terribly ugly. And you put the camera on crooked. Give me a second.
That's okay, Jack. God, we put the camera on that tripod any way we want. So it gives you an idea, ladies and gentlemen, just kind of fun stuff that you see down here in South Florida. You have all kinds. If you haven't seen a Moke, an M-O-K-E, look up the Moke. It was originally designed for British aircraft or British battleships is what it was for. And they were almost like the mules you see that we use in our airports here in the Americas. To move airplanes off of that docking position and push them away from the gate. It kind of looks like that. But look up the British Moke. We did one of those for a very high-end client, and those were also a lot of fun to cruise in as well, Bub.
Yeah, those are very old technology. You know, that was done with the same thing that was done in, like, the Austin Minis. They were, like, a 1,300cc motor.
Yes.
So it didn't have any power, I think maybe 30-something horsepower. This thing north of 200, way big difference right there alone. But I'll tell you what, those things were ginormous piles of steel.
They were.
The bucket was steel, the chassis was steel, the suspension was steel, the motor was full cast. So that thing, even though it was literally smaller than this, average size of about a golf cart, pretty small, with no top on it. If it were two people, you definitely couldn't even move the shifter between your knees, like that small, that narrow. Those cars were, I would say, easily north of 1,800 plus pounds, which is pretty freaking heavy for considering the size of it. Just in terms of material, and that's what today's technology's brought. Again, you know, the materials today have gotten super strong and really lightweight, and that's what you get.
They were cute, though, weren't they?
Yeah, they were okay.
You see them, but I think they're making a new version of that Moke, aren't they?
It's possible.
Aren't they making a new version today?
I don't know if they'd use more than one airbag. One would do the whole car.
And it's funny, even when, as strong and muscular as you are, you get in and the whole thing just goes and almost rolls, it turns over.
Yeah, maybe. Down.
So, Bub, tomorrow at 9 o'clock on the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast, we'll be live right here on the Bubba's Motorsports Facebook page. And we are also going to be talking about a variety of different things. We have some new products in from Capristo, Bub.
That's right.
We're going to be talking about the new AMG GT diffuser is in. And they have a brand new exhaust system in as well. I was just talking to Jordan over there a few minutes ago. I want to keep him in his, he's flying to Sterling, Virginia. His cousin was killed in a head-on accident.
Come on.
Yeah. So we want to keep him in our thoughts and prayers.
Wow.
Today as we move through the day, up in Sterling, Bub, head-on accident with a semi, tractor trailer.
No.
25 years old.
Yeah, that's not good.
Awful young to snuff out of life, isn't it, Bob?
Yeah.
Kind of sucks, man. So sometimes when it's as bad as it is, it could always be worse, right?
Pretty much,
Bob, been a crazy week here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. A lot of stuff getting done. A lot of things getting ready to get out of here again, man.
Yeah, man, a lot of good stuff. You know, we're on that home stretch of a few of these pro touring rides and, you know, the resto mods where they're the classic but modern technologies and components into them.
Going down the road,
You know, that's really where it's all going, you know, and we've gotten so much of that stuff done between just doing, you know, classic auto air style AC conversions, you know, the stuff that looks super, super factory. You know, we had a client in here yesterday. His car's been here for a couple years. And, you know, we're in that home stretch with that thing. And literally between, like, all of the custom dash fabrication we've done to the AC conversions, the audio system, to the gauges, the car literally looks period correct in the terms of all of the dials, indicators, everything's exactly how it should. But the operation and the function and the smoothness of everything that you touch, the knobs, the, you know, just the switches, the way that they click on and off, being that they're all modern now, it's just, it, you literally feel like you're getting into a brand new car, and it's still 60-something, 70 years old.
And that was one of the things you were making a point of the other day, man.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool stuff, man, what's going on, right?
Yeah, just, you know, it's as you keep evolving forward, you know, the technology that's available is great, but the price just keeps going up.
It does.
It does. And it's, you know, that's not something to argue with. It's great that it is because you're getting anything you can possibly imagine. Literally, if you can imagine doing a modern upgrade to your car, it's probably almost out there at this point.
Do you think, though, Bub, that all of these modern technologies will launch a resurgence or a renaissance, if you will, in the classics, or will they continue to fade down a little bit?
Well, you know, they've already started. You know, there are companies out there that are producing on a mass production level now. You're getting molded cars from True Mold. So for example, you're not having to deal with, like I mentioned, that paint and body side, the months and months and months and the years of rust repair and fabrication and cutting off panels and putting them on. Companies like Dynacorn are out there, yeah, and Dynacorn, they are selling now bodies for everything from first generation Camaros to first generation Mustangs to fastback Mustangs. So these guys that want to do the unicorn of the GT500s that have gone crazy for the past 20 years, you can now stop dicking around, chasing around, trying to find one. You can just go and pay $50,000 right out of the gate and get yourself a body that's brand new out of Ford's molds, all steel structure, all exactly molded how it should be. You buy it, and then you literally are starting from scratch with a brand new piece. But looking at it that route, you're going to be just between buying the body and the fenders and the fastback design and the fuel filler doors and all those accent pieces that make it that true Eleanor design. You're going to be 100 just in parts alone before you've even discussed doing your powertrain, your upholstery, your electronics, your audio system, your fuel injection, your drivetrain, all of that stuff. And it just keeps adding up and up and up. And that's what I started off the show mentioning. There are companies out there like Detroit, you know, that are in North Carolina, also like Dave Kindig. Those rides, that's the quality of what you're getting, but they're three and they're four and they're $500,000 cars.
Yeah, don't come in trying to cheap it down, man.
Well, not anymore. You know, that part of the market's over.
Well, and that's what I was just talking to that hiring client about in the meeting right before we, that's why we're, in part why we're live late, because I was meeting with that client, and it's the one thing he said, you know, you guys are too good to be being beat on all the time by people. Get out of the people business.
Well, it's that small stuff. You know, it's if you've got an older car, it's guaranteed going to break. You know, I was thinking about that when, in terms of just yesterday alone, working with a carburetor, man, it's, you know, when you think about that kind of stuff, it is, they're mechanical items. They are two pieces of different types of material that have been made and designed to work together.
As one,
but they are mechanical items. They're not a sensor. It's not some sort of backup safety where there's another thing that can kind of boost it along if something goes wrong.
Yeah.
When one of those two components fails, that's it. Like, if you're sitting at a light and one of those fails, that's it. It shuts down and there's no fixing it until you find and source that right part and fix it again. Like, and that's what happens with older base vehicles when it's mechanically operated. Things fail out of mechanical operation. They don't fail out of just basic maintenance. Like today's cars, you sometimes have a misfire. The car won't shut down and leave you on the side of the road. It'll go into a limp mode, or it'll go into
that's
an emergency
correct.
Mode, and it might sputter and run like junk,
but it'll get
allow
you off the
you
road.
To get to a safe destination, and you, it's as simple as you plug in a scanner, you see what's wrong, you diagnose the car, you replace that product, and it's done, and you're back
not
on your feet.
Older cars,
within
man.
An hour, within a two, you know, depending on the severity of it, you're back out on the road very quick, where you're not having to source a product for a 1953 car, something that's super, super rare, find it, and then have it come in, not pay $400 in overnight shipping, so you can have it the next day. You just sit and wait a month before you get the part.
So the message is, move on to the newer stuff, right, Bob?
Well, that's it.
Pay attention to Facebook, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be posting tomorrow's show topics. If you would like to suggest things you would like us to cover and have the master himself answer personally for you, please, right here on our Facebook page, just shoot the idea to us right here on this show in the comment section. I'll be glad to cover that tomorrow in the show with you. We're very unscripted. We just handle things as they come along.
So that's right.
It's a lot of fun, right,
yep.
Bob? So let's wrap it up for this Friday, Bob. Got some things to do, and then we're going to be trying to get out the door today. It's been a long
week. That's right, man. You guys stay tuned. Crazy stuff. If you haven't seen it yet, if you haven't followed us over on the Instagram side, Instagram.com/Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Or if you want to see some insane stuff, go to Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. That links you into all the social media platforms, but also the products that are going up. We are actually going to, for a very few and select clients, we are actually going to be doing promo codes for individuals that will receive a 5% kickback. So anybody out there that does want to be part of the BEM promo team,
let us know.
If you market a product and it does sell by somebody using your promo code, it is a 5% check sent straight to you in
the
mail.
Exactly right. It sure is, Bob. That's a very good idea. That's
simple as that.
Great thing. Jack, get him up there. And but you have to deal with customs. Jack's out there in Canada.
Yeah, who cares?
But he knows people here, too.
Yeah.
Whatever,
customs,
Bob.
Customs,
exactly.
We'll just walk right through.
Exactly. Excuse me, sir. Can I see you for a second? Beep, 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 beep. Bob, that's going to do it for this episode of Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports daily live stream, man.
That's right, man.
Maybe some adjustments coming to that, too.
Yeah, we'll see. You guys just keep on doing it Bubba style.
Right on. Ladies and gentlemen, let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today. Let's open the door for somebody who's got their hands full. Let's put shoes on people's feet. Notice I'm wearing new Nikes, courtesy of my good friend, Mr. Mark Brown. He thinks we wear through shoes too quickly, so he literally walks by our offices and throws news boxes of Nikes in and just walks out the door. So let's put shoes on the bottom of somebody's feet that has holes in them or is working so hard they don't have a chance to stop and get themselves another pair. Be an act of kindness from your heart. And if somebody's standing there with a sign that says, "We'll work for food," or "Former vet, please feed me," whatever, doesn't matter. Take them right next door there to the Sitco, the 7-Eleven, whatever's sitting there. Get them a protein bar and a power drink, man. And you know what? Help them out. It's cheaper than your designer cup of coffee. Shoot your ideas to us right here on the Bubba's Motorsports Facebook page, ladies and gentlemen, if you would please. And we'll be glad to consult those and talk about them on the show tomorrow. Until tomorrow morning, ladies and gentlemen, at 9 a.m., right here on the Bubba's Motorsports Facebook page and iTunes, Spreaker, it doesn't matter, Blog Talk Radio, all the major syndicated networks where Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Show is heard. Join us 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The show's called Doing It Bubba Style. So go to iTunes, type in Doing It Bubba Style, and there will be the show. Till tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, let's keep on doing it Bubba Style.